Hello, everyone. It wouldn't be a Red News podcast without shit sound in the background, so apologies for that. But it's Red News Podcast 48. We're in Alti Markets on Friday for the last home game because we've got Tom Clare's Do with Alex Stepney later, and we're all looking forward to that. And I'm joined with Nick, Nathan and Steve, and I'm going to waffle for a little bit. But firstly, when I was getting the tram here, I heard about an 18-year-old United kid talking to he went, "I think we're signing someone from Swansea. It's a fucking disgrace. I've never heard of him." And he went, "That's not going to get us back to the top." And I thought, well, hasn't the opposite approach?
Yeah.
That is Ed Woodward's demographic. Yeah, but people are just...
I don't really want any big games. I just want us to get back to playing football and having a go. And that's
playing football would be a start.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, Ollie's come out, I listened to Talk Sport on the way over, and Ollie apparently's come out and said it's going to be a challenge to win the league next year. No shit.
Well, he said a miracle, isn't he? No offence, Ollie, but I can't do the last press conference.
I'm quite glad he's come out and said that, because I don't want to hear him say, "Oh, we'll challenge next season," because we're not. It's not at this moment in time. It's not about that. We're trying to like patch the gaps with these big name strikers and big name players, and it's not worked. So we might as well rip it all up and start again.
It's pretty damning, though, that we're just conceding next season already. That annoys me. But we're a million miles off.
And do you know what? Like, Ollie might get the players he wants. I think, like I said the other week, it's more important to get rid of them fucking poisonous twats in the dressing room. Get rid of them, and then we'll take it from there. But none of us have got a clue what's going on next season.
No, but none of this. This has been... I mean, I felt I've had down moments in the last couple of years on away from United, but I actually felt physically really down on Wednesday morning. That result really, they'll love this, hearing this, but I felt like someone had fucking kicked me all night.
Why are you acknowledging it?
Because it's there. It's, you can't
ignore it.
I'm not going to watch it. I didn't watch it, but you can't ignore it. It's there.
The big thing for me wasn't... It's us. I'm angry at us, not at them. Like, how far we've
gone. No, I get that, but... But it still hurts.
There's no tactics in it. I mean, Ollie's been under a bit of shit recently. There might be better managers around. There was no tactics in that. It was, go and get them. And he's wound them up and he's sent them out to go and get them. And that's...
It hurts, and I hate feeling like that. Like my missus said, get a grip. You know, get a grip. You're feeling down about football again.
I'm not smoking tonight this week. I'm not joking. No, I'm not actually joking. Just in a foul mood. I'm in a foul mood.
But I hate United affecting me that at my age. And it keeps... I mean, like, so Nathan, you're a man who said all the way through consistently we should not have given the job permanently to Ollie till the end of the season. And someone put it to me, because the players immediately, pretty much as soon as he got it...
Was it not me that said this?
Yeah. Sorry, but someone else had put it on one of the four. You know, that... So this has sort of backed up your view that he was given it, and then the players were not on trial anymore.
Well, I think I've said this as well to you. It is as if the players obviously have had that bounce that it's not Jose, and then when the reality hit that, and they were happy that it was Ole, and it's, you know, he brought a happiness to the group and stuff. But then when the reality hit that he's their next season, it's like they've gone, "Oh, well, we didn't actually want you for all the time," and that seems to be where it's nipped, hasn't it? It's like the same faces from Jose, who dropped off, like Pogba, who at the time I was like, give him a second chance because it could just literally be Mourinho. But, and I said at the time, I remember saying on the pod, like, I'll give him a second chance, but if he's still shit after, then fuck him off. And that rings true.
If there's a grace, there's two graces about Europa, which is Gdansk and, you know, fuck it, you're in it, win it, like last time. But that, because we're in the Europa, there's no ambiguity. The likes of Pogba are going to, if they have not already, on Monday, are going to be going, I'm out of here. So there's no up in the air. Ollie will know on Monday who's in this and who's not. Yeah. And that is a good sign.
That's time in my life.
But this could drag on. If you remember Rude and stuff like that, Rude was training back with us when Fergie had basically told him to fuck off. So if United don't get the price for the likes of Pogba that they want, we could be having these players back in pre-season knowing they're going to fuck off.
Well, it won't even be pre-season, it'll be qualifying.
Yeah. Our pre-season starts in about 9 days, doesn't it? So
I think this is the first time in my life that I do not give a shit if any of them went.
I know, and we've said we're going over the same things that we don't love them. They're a squad that... I mean, where do you think Luke Shaw won Player of the Year?
I was going to say, let's talk about positives.
But after that tracking back at Huddersfield where me and you, Steve, could run faster.
I would run faster.
But he has improved. So you can see why he was given it.
Yeah. I've improved at football in the last year. Give me a player of the season.
Yeah, Bessa's still not good.
But what else do they do? They've got to give it to someone.
Why have a player of the season do nice when you finish sixth in the league? Bin it on.
The most entertaining was Nathan sending me photos of all the players and Fred looking like some professor in an X-Men film.
That is sadly what... Sadly, what's missing? Who the fuck is telling him?
And Lee Grant didn't have a partner, so he's been alone all season, not playing.
Did you watch Jeffrey Boycott?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Brilliant.
And
he's right, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he said exactly the same right. 2 years ago.
The look of fear on the MUTV presenter as he's saying it.
The camera,
it's just like.
Well, usually talking. To type up quotes for the forum on the news, I watch it all. But I was dipping in and out. And there was such a... You would have thought it was like when we were going to Stockholm. There was such a false bonhomie, like, this has actually been all right, that you think they should have had on that couch, you know, fans going, what the fuck? What the fuck?
We should be invited, you know. We should be invited to those things.
Why?
Like the old days. Right, I've got a few things from people here, so you're lucky.
I feel like
the thing for Ollie, for me, he has made mistakes. We've got to give him time. I never liked it when he said 7 or 8 games to go, we need 15 points for top four, because he was then saying we can afford to lose two. Yeah. And that was dangerous. You said that at the time. Someone put, certainly United has got me down. I imagine we're all the same, but we somehow need to keep our spirits up. Said it before, the essence of this club now is the support. We collectively hold generations of experiences, memories, a rare intangible power. Not sure we realise that. That is what will bring this club back, not the owners, structures, players, managers, us. So keep the faith. Another person's put, I think Ollie's role changed once he got the job. When he was temporary, he was kissing the players' asses because he had nothing else to lose or work with and needed them all pulling in the same direction. Once he became full-time, his role changed because he had to start thinking longer term about the club and where the team will be in 2 or 3 years' time. He started talking differently about the players in press conferences. I wonder from the outside if he wanted to test a few, see if they're up to the standard and if they'd see their asses if it didn't go well. I'm happy if Ollie's here in 3 years. He can adjust the focus of the club back to football and how United side should be put together. There's so much noise around our club, it's hard sometimes to remember the football here is supposed to be there to entertain and enjoy. And then we've got someone else put in, Ollie's at the wheel, the wheels have sort of fallen off, the alloys are badly scratched and need fixing and air needed in the tyres, but that is all doable in the next 4 years. But let's hope year on year we feel we're moving towards United redemption, and that's in the heart and soul of each of us. And then I've just put, I'm struggling with the football. It's getting me down. I hate feeling like that. I mean, what's also been depressing is, you know, what do we do about the Glazers? Same suggestions come up, and then the same fighting, the same argument. So there's no unification. There's no unitedness. We could all go in now and say, what's our answer?
What's that unfollow United business?
Just unfollow them. Someone put it in the mag about 4 or 5 months ago. You know, don't follow them because they're quoting social media stuff. I've got no problem with that. Well, it doesn't matter. It's no skin. But then people go, well, don't tell me not to support the club. No one's saying don't support the club.
The problem is, though, is that City and Liverpool fans are liking it and following them again to keep the numbers up.
It's just a false. It's a false. It's not real. It's not real.
But that's what they. Woodward was saying we had like 900 million fans and all stuff like that, and they're basing it off.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit.
Yeah. We tried it before, like when the Glazers, we didn't. I didn't like Budweiser anyway, but we didn't drink that for ages. It doesn't. Was so like sort of insignificant in the amount of.
But you'll admit, Steve, and I feel a bit of a fraud ever joining this conversation. The only thing that would have ever mattered was 2005, if we had, as some had said, boycott. And because as soon as we renewed, we became part of the problem. But I was always of the view, no one will stop me going United. I've always supported United. I've gone under the Louis Edwards, and I'm not saying these are the worst parasites that we'll ever have, hopefully. But we were. The only thing that would solve it. No, I know, but we're going around about the only thing that would have ever affected this, not an unfollow on Twitter, not drinking Bud, was if we'd have all left at that point. And I myself am an addict who can't walk away.
The sad thing is, there's too many people who would replace you.
Well, that is also being borne out at the time. But we're 14 years on and we haven't gone beyond a new argument or a new debate, and the same people fall out, and you know, people saying you should all meet in a room. They all end up scrapping. I was in 2005 where people fell out. It's just, you know, I don't know. We just go around. Woodward should go. How do you get him out? How do we have as supporters?
Well, that thing that you said the other day about
fight him. Fight him. Let's call him out. Fight him.
For charity.
Yeah, we'd like charity boxing, me and Woodward. Get it done.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Sorry, Nathan.
The post that you shared the other day with the actual share figures.
Yeah. And the only thing that's affecting that, it isn't unfollow United, it's the performance. It's going out of the Champions League.
Him saying that on-pitch performance doesn't affect the numbers is absolute rubbish. And not even taking into account, like, you know, prize money that you get for winning things. It's just people, you know, the vast majority of fans... just fans who live around the world, who will easily just piss off and support someone else.
Yeah.
That's where the vast majority of the money comes from.
It's probably falling out of the Europa League and seeing all the revenue completely out of Europe. How far do you have to
go? Well, you don't know, but this is another question. How far will we fall?
That's the problem, though. We're
just one of the Glazers' businesses. I know that they own that American football team, but I presume that they own other businesses as well.
So, that's the dominant. Brian Glazer sold nearly 20 million worth of United shares, and then a few days later he invested 185 million with debts in a hotel complex in Florida. So we're part of a stacking system into them.
It's just numbers. As soon as they can't take their X amount of millions out, then they'll sell it. If they can still take their X amount of millions out and get they'll still keep it.
We haven't progressed. And what upsets me, I hate seeing, especially when it's mates falling out with each other, but you think, we used to, growing up, it used to be special. If you were a United fan, you looked out for each other and you thought yourselves were different. Oh, you're a Red, all right, mate, how are you getting on? You wanted to know about them. You wanted to, oh, you're all right, mate, you're a United fan. And now it seems, whether it's just because it's Twitter and that's that daft universe. I mean, sometimes I think, should I just fucking can Twitter for the summer? Because all it is just pollution. What is this podcast?
I want to
smile again.
15 minutes a moment. Shall we?
What's your favourite chocolate?
I love at the moment. In my job, I eat a lot of chocolate because I take it off people.
Because you're a fat bastard.
and that is
so
one of the reasons.
When you take it off the kids, you just eat it yourself.
Yeah, that is.
So basically, it's like stealing candy from a baby.
Yeah.
Your job is stealing
candy. One day I made myself sick. My favourite are Whisper Bites. And I just... whenever there's like any deals on at the shop, you always rock up with Pringles or... like the little bags of Cadbury's chocolate for a quid. And one day I took like 3 bags of this kid, because he was eating in my lesson, and I sat there and ate the lot in front of him. And I had to get some to cover my lesson, because I had to go for a walk.
Yeah, but Whisper's like a Scott McTominay. I mean, I'm talking, like, I like Munchies.
The
Munchies, because you can take your time with them. I'm a greedy fuck, so...
You're that fucking weirdo
with my no, and I don't like play with it in my mouth. No, that's disgusting. It's not a sexual toy, it's a chocolate.
That's what I think you do with it.
But Munchies, because you can take your time. Go on, Nathan, what's yours?
I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but...
That's because you're fit and do running and stuff like that.
Maybe like a mint Aero.
Really?
I like orange Aeros.
You dirty bastard. I don't like any kind of orange
chocolate. I forgot to go on, Nick, yours. Yeah.
I just turned up, met Barney at the hotel. I had a shower. Barney was in his underpants getting ready. And I've seen him. He puts baby lotion on his bald head.
Because there's a point to this, because my skin is so dry, I have to use that. Anyway, we're getting back. Yes, it's the eight. It's all the eight. Right, so I was going to mention last time, Finno, who's a good lad who's been on here before, professional footballer for Bray back years ago. Now, his journey after the City game when we were all morose was that he had to fly back. Basically at home at 5:30 to get up at 6:30 to do the next day's graft. For the final game of the season, he's put in, we'll be legging it straight after the final whistle to a mate's waiting car, which will park outside, to drive back to the Birmingham airport so we can catch the 8:25 flight home. Choose that route as it's the cheapest and to hopefully avoid any celebrating Scousers. And you think, that is, you know, for this, he's doing that. And there's hundreds of Reds, Ireland. Okay. There's hundreds of Reds doing all that. And you think, do the players deserve
there's
that?
There's a guy that I sell the mag to every mag, and he'll come and buy it for me, and he's from Germany. He flies over every game from Germany.
I never met him.
It's a nice guy. That's
but you know what I meant? That's Steve edits. That is the dedication that the players, for me, don't... You know, so what I'm going to say, and what you've got a one-word answer for each, the squad for this season. What you think, De Gea?
Keep average.
No, not keep. Just what do you think of his season? Or 2 words, 3 words?
It's generally all right.
Not as good, but I want him to stay. But I want him to win things.
Needs focus, like. It's going to be more than 3 words or whatever, but he needs to know what's happening.
Why is it? Why is it left this long?
Exactly.
Another mismanagement.
If he's going, then he's going. And if he's not, then sort it out so he can focus again.
Romero.
He's obviously making some sort of...
Hero.
Big hands. Big hands. He wouldn't be a good number one. He worries me. Lee Grant, two of you were at the game where he actually played.
Lonely.
He was so good in pre-season. Were you at Derby, Steve?
I can't remember where I was yesterday.
Right, Valencia.
Good service.
The one thing Ollie said, I'm a bit upset he's leaving. Ollie.
I wonder if he ever smiles. I wonder if he smiles at home. I wonder if he smiles when he watches his like bargain under anything.
He was so good, and then he got injured. And
yeah, like
I'm not tweeting and telling him to start watching the Great British Menu. I always smile when I watch it.
He smiled when we won the league. Did he?
Yeah. When we were good, probably the last time he smiled was when we were good.
He's last at Wigan.
He's taken it badly.
Delo.
Yeah, I think it's one for the future, isn't it?
I like it.
I'm positive about it.
No, that, people say that, but I don't get it. I mean, it's not Lukaku and Shaw.
Is it?
Yeah. People have said that.
He's only young, though. Puppy fat.
Manchester United players should not be having puppy fat.
Well, I don't think it's true.
I don't think, but a few people have said that.
Yeah, it's definitely
right. Sure. Player of the season. No. Nick, you're just... You're like a bloke on Question Time shouting just anything. He's not a fraud. He's better.
His teeth are
a
fraud.
He's not good enough.
Look, a lot of these players, they're only human in it. and they must find it difficult to motivate.
I know,
themselves.
I get
when
all that.
When they're battling for sixth place and everyone else is a lazy slap,
but we don't pay them that amount of money to be human. They're not supposed to have a life or personal issues, or they are just supposed to put in.
If everyone around them is a shit bastard, then eventually they will become a shit bastard. I'd want him and DeLong. I'm quite happy with them. Yeah, back and right back.
Yeah, But I don't like his tracking is terrible, and that's been 3 years. So who's training him at this? Who is telling him?
Because Jose's playing instead of him, so he's got his brain.
Right.
Our back four have been shite.
Well, but let's go. Phil Jones.
We don't know who to compare it to. Fucking what? Duncan Edwards.
We got a quote in the new mag, which Fergie says he has. No, he will probably be one of the greatest United players ever. Yeah. Separate to the Edwards quotes.
Fergie made a couple of mistakes.
Oh, that.
William Prunier was better than Fergie.
He got a forehead burn this season on the pitch. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then on their flight to...
Did
they go?
Championship team.
Dubai. And he had that scar. Yeah. He's got to go. The fear is that both him and Smalling will be our...
The problem is, though, is... He's actually not been half bad in one or two games against like the shit teams, but you can't trust him against anyone else.
But that Smalling's had his best season probably at the club.
You don't blame him. I fucking hate his hair. Why has he got that?
Is that
how old is he? 28.
The only thing I don't like about Chris Smalling is his hair.
No, that's not the only thing. That's not the only thing I don't like.
Who said that this season?
Who?
Radio.
I can't tell. I've got no fucking hair, so I'd gladly have that.
Would you sooner be bald or would you sooner have like
that?
Pineapple on your head?
No, I'd like that. I'd go with Shagro and around ponytail. What did Shane call it? A rat tail. Rat tail is still. Rodney's fucking rat on the back of Avram's head. That's a low point. A Glazer's getting greeted in Barcelona still. That's it. Right. Bally.
Bailey.
I predicted when he'd get injured.
To be fair.
Is it Bailey or Bally? What is it?
I say Bailey.
It's not Bailey, is it?
I don't know.
It's like the Glazers. It's not my fault. United being shit is not my fault. Stop shouting at me.
He did predict Bailey.
Barney was like 67th
minute. All right, and Barney went, yeah, he is, but he'd be fucking injured.
You said that at that time, and he came off. You were right.
And that's how sad it is. Yeah. Lindelof, and I like the video of him at Huddersfield giving him the only one trying to G him up when they equalised. You seen it?
The only thing I don't like about Lindelof is when he pissed me off when we were losing against Burnley at home. And he celebrated when he scored and made it 2-1 when we were losing 2-0. And he ran off celebrating. Like, get the fucking
little
ball
things
up,
annoy
it?
You that shouldn't be. Okay. This sums it up that we were talking about. We were talking about our right backs, and we've totally forgotten Ashley Young. He's been dreadful. Ashley Young. He's been dreadful.
I like him he comes across as a nice person, but
I know. But you cannot.
No, he's not.
He gets United, and he's.
I feel sorry for him.
It's not our
fault. Well, he's become the Fellaini scapegoat. Yeah. You know. He's not the reason we're in the fucking Europa League. If the others had his commitment and effort and fight, but he's
can't fault their effort.
Yeah, but he also said, I did make a note of this in my sporadic notes. Here we go. Ashley Young said, we knew we were going to be on the front foot, and we said about getting an early goal and quieting down this place. It's a cup final for them. No, it's not. Huddersfield were fucking relegated. It was a cup final for us because we had to win to get in that bafflement. They've come out with a lot of shit.
And as we put,
even Matter's hugs have annoyed me this season. And when Matter's hugs... Right, so Matter. Not good enough.
No, but he never has been. He looks good when we're 3. Well, when we have been 3.
When's that?
I don't remember a lot, but he's just... Look, again,
he's flim flam.
He's probably a nice bloke.
Yeah, but I want 11 nasty bastard. I don't care. I don't want someone hugging me on Monday. I hate Mondays.
Next.
I don't want to be hugged on a Monday.
Next.
Fellaini, do we miss him?
No. We probably would have been better with him.
It's not football, though, is it?
No, but we haven't been playing football.
Yeah. We'd have equalised against Wolves in the FA Cup with him.
Yeah. Do you know what?
He meant to get knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got knocked out in semis, but
Matic
needs a rest. All he's done is just fucking play, hasn't he, though? He's played in World Cup.
Get rid of
him. I cannot see him.
Don't work.
Get rid of him.
Changing.
I genuinely feel if he goes to a big club in Europe, he'd be a very
good player. Oh, yeah, of course. Where he's
but for us, he's terrible because everyone around him is terrible.
He looks so good when he arrives.
He's in a very good team, he would be still a very good player. I have no doubt you sent him to another team in the Premier League.
I'd still take Willian, you know. I think his effort and work,
I'm
like
him. I'm not entirely sure what Matic is meant to do, though. I know when the team comes out on Sky, and it's like the bottom of the diamond or in front of the back door. I know that's where he is on paper, but I don't think anyone's told him that. I don't think he knows.
Yeah, but that's where he played well for Chelsea.
Yeah, but it doesn't work for us.
Yeah, but it doesn't because you've got, as Nick says, you've got shitter players around you. Fred.
Pointless.
I'm sorry.
He's not a Premier League player, and I think you've seen enough of him. Even though it's only a year, he's not Premier League player.
He shattered an esque level.
What game is it the other week where he actually played and he had some good moments, like breaking stuff up, but his passing,
just gives the ball away. Scott McTominay has been very, and I like the video again of him looking really gutted on the bench at Huddersfield.
We need to build a team around.
Oh, fuck off! Now that's just paper.
That's just paper talk. Phone reception. Just texting one of seven women on Tinder.
His missus is a problem.
Well, there you go. I can't imagine Scott.
Hang on. Football has got a mother.
I can't imagine Scott McTominay being on Tinder.
You are.
Herrera.
Gone, haven't he?
Well, I think Ollie's insinuated. I mean, PSG, what are they going to do with it?
Dead source. Move on.
£200,000 a week. Yeah. Then Aaron Ramsey's on £400,000, so. So Sanchez, the worst player I've ever seen in the modern era. Disgrace. Never liked it last season, Sanchez, when he ignored the kids and told them to go away on the train. I thought that pissed me off from the off. And everything about his attitude has fucking stank. You're a disgrace. Disgrace to the shirt. And when he went off the other week, half the time I've done it, he's even asked.
You know, he hit the jackpot that we came in for him.
And he's 80.
City wanted him, didn't they? We came in, offered the money, far more than they were ever going to give him. And he's shown his ass because he knows what he could have done.
Yeah.
We should have bought him when he left that Italian side, Udinese. Yeah. When he left them, he was brilliant.
Yeah, but he had hunger at other clubs. Has he just looked and thought, this isn't for me, can't be arsed.
He had his heart set on going to City. He's sat seeing what they've done and he's gone, well, I'll just take the money then, I'm not arsed. And we just hope that someone else comes to this week about Inter Milan.
Yeah, but we're going to have to fund half his way. No one is going to go, right, oh yeah, Alexis Sanchez at four.
Just pay his contract out.
Well, that would be better, just get him.
We said this the other day.
Get him out.
Just do it. We're going to have to pay that money anyway. Just pay him.
Like a disease, get rid of it.
Pay him out,
cut it out. Well, so that brings us to the virus.
Because then it's out of the system. It's gone. Then we can bring back.
I don't understand. Like, apparently he's a good player. I've never seen it. I don't get where it's coming.
No, we've seen moments. What's it with Pogba?
We've seen moments from fucking
don't
Anderson.
Turn the table over.
We've seen moments from Anderson. I've seen as many decent games that Pogba's played. It's exactly the same as Anderson.
But I go back. After City, was it, when Jamie Scowcroft came out and he went, you put him in a good side, which next... and you will see him shine.
The thing is, though, we used to have like John O'Shea who used to play in our midfield, and he looked an half decent player because he was surrounded by decent players. If you put me in that side, I'd look half decent. Oh, he doesn't do it. He doesn't carry a team. He doesn't. He sort of does this weird fucking Bambi run around the place.
He doesn't lift the players around him, which is
they say
that he's, you know, the talisman in the dressing room, but shouldn't that be in the pitch where the others go, oh right, I'm going to work my hardest to protect this guy? That none of that happened. None of it. So he's got a guy, isn't he?
I think it's time. Like,
you liked
like
it. I'm not. That's not a criticism. You were a lot more forgiving of him than
I was. I was forgiving because I was so. I was so forgiving because I was so against Jose, and it seemed like it was one or the other.
It's
selling.
Jose made it out like it was him or him. I said before the end of last season, I was like, one of them won't be here next season.
Yeah.
And but like I said, it was one or the other, and Jose was making him the scapegoat, and I just saw that as Jose making excuses for himself, and I was like, yeah, I'm willing to give him a chance with someone else, but it's obviously...
Would you still give him a chance?
No.
No.
Not anymore.
You think it's gone?
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone, isn't he? I can't... Yeah. Sorry, we're talking drinks.
Here, right. Nathan Sunburn, no. You got any cream for that?
Yeah. Next.
Lingard.
Championship.
He's better than that.
No, he's not.
You're too scout. You are the artificial.
I hate
him. No, I'd use the wrong word. The archetype. You're just.
I feel no connection to any of them. The only three that I like are Rashford and Tomlinson and Lindelof, and the rest.
Yeah, but if we were winning everything, no one would give a shit if he's doing a boxing video. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I don't care about that.
Well, what pisses you off about him?
I don't give a shit. But he's not winning stuff. I don't give a shit about him punching.
No problem with that.
But we're not.
What do you have a problem with then?
I have a problem with him. It's in a really big time. And then posting stupid fucking videos to get likes on Instagram when he's not doing his job.
Yeah, but we love Cantona for posting a video where someone's beating their... All right, but I'm just trying to be...
I know what you're saying.
Judge him just on what... I don't care what they
judge do. Judge him off that. Judge him off his football ability. Let's not kid ourselves. Just because he came through the youth academy does not mean that he's good.
But is he another...
Has
he had the after effects of the World Cup that Tony Stroudrick predicted that they'd come back injured, they'd have sporadic stop-start seasons? You've seen it with Kane, you've seen it with Ali, you've seen it with Rashford, you've seen it with Lingard, but they come back, they're not fully fit, and maybe next season... I think we're a better team when him in it, and that's a very faint praise. But I think we are better when he's in our team. I'm not saying.
That doesn't mean
that. I don't think as a squad. No, that's where we are right now. That's.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That just says everywhere where our squad's at.
Rashford is annoying people at the moment, which I think is a bit unfair.
The thing is, ever since he is a kid, he's 19.
Come on, Ben, join the conversation. We're giving little answers for the rest of the squad. We're up to Rashford.
At 19, I think 4 out of 5 of us look for Naro at 19, right? Exactly the same as him. You're a young adult.
He's 21 now.
Is he 21?
I think so. You've just lost him. You've just lost him 2 hours, 2 years.
The thing is, he's getting paid. He's getting paid as an adult. He's working as an adult. Yet, when things aren't going his way, he's sucking his throat as strong.
I didn't like that in the last couple of months. Just on the pitch a few times, he's been shrugging his shoulders, giving it, you know, like, why isn't... But... Are we too harsh judging a 21-year-old who's played a hell of a lot of football now at 21, perhaps too much, and we're suddenly going, we've put too much responsibility on his shoulders?
As a group, we're all quite negative about what we're seeing. We're turning up.
Well, who do you like? Who do you actually like in that squad?
In the squad?
They like him.
No, but I mean, not like as a person, actually like thinking they're a good player who adds something. Yeah. See, Martial, I said a couple of months ago, but his attitude, again, I mean, we can't keep ending another season going, his attitude stinks.
You're going to get to Lukaku. It's like, yeah, he's got loads of ability. Lukaku, he's got ability if you play him with a 6-yard box and 5 balls at his massive head. Right? That's his job. So,
yeah, but we don't do that.
No, we don't do that. We don't play like that.
But I think you can't. I think, unfortunately,
it's 21 is still very young.
It's so
his form has dipped a lot in the second half of the season. But
but then he wants to be the main striker. Yeah. Yes. Yes. But that's the problem. In a poor squad, you can be absolutely slaughtered, and it's unforgiving. United are just, and that's the problem with how bad it's ended, that the venom around the summer is not going to, it's going to be toxic again for everyone, and that's not good for us.
It's a bit disappointing that he is one of the ones that has dropped off since Ole has got it. You'd think that that would be ideal.
He didn't look fit.
But his mentality, like, just because you're injured doesn't mean you have to act negatively.
Well, let's Martial.
Well, we said that earlier.
Even football,
whatever, if you're surrounded by people, it's going to rub off on you, isn't it?
Right, Martial.
Which is why you need to get rid
it's
of
like
him.
That video of the Chelsea is a disgrace. I'm sorry, but I'd have dragged him off. Or I'd have got him in on Monday and said, you've got to appear in front of the press. What are you doing?
It sounds like Ole did call him out about stuff like that.
Yeah, but we're not here. I'm not, you know, keeping things indoors. But that attitude hasn't worked.
So what
are you doing?
This one word discussion's going
on. Right. Lukaku then. Right, we've got to wrap it up because we've got to do something on Sunday as well. Right, Lukaku.
Fucking huge. Just a massive man, isn't he?
He's been really disappointed. He sums up. Because he had an all right debut. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. He had an okay debut season, and then he's absolutely. And how many has he scored this year? 14.
His goals have been the difference between where we are and where we could be in the league.
Have we missed out on anyone?
We've also not given him the service. So.
No. Have I missed out anyone on this? Sorry.
We
got Lee Grant. Pereira. Pereira, one word.
Goal of the season.
Goal of the season.
He won it last time.
I know.
How old was it?
It was a good goal.
24.
Yeah, because I think I thought it was about 17.
No.
I don't think
they linger. They linger for years. So, right, you've got 20 seconds. No, I'll give you 20 seconds each. 30 seconds each. Just a quick sum up the season, and then what? How do we solve the anger about the Glazers, the anger about the team?
From Nathan, 20 seconds,
30 seconds.
Oh, right, thanks. I think we just need to go back to basics. We need to be realistic that unless there's some sort of crazy miracle, nothing's going to happen in the next year or so, and we just need to get rid of. We've taken a wrong direction. We never took the direction of signing big players in the past. What big players did Fergie really sign other than like Veron and stuff? Like, it was always smaller players who you made better. And we need to go back to that and get rid of the shit and start afresh and be realistic that it's not going to be a quick change. But hopefully the owners will realise that and actually try and do it rather than signing people just because of shirt sales. Hopefully this new kid that we signed today is a sign of that, that we're...
Looks
like it's going to happen.
Right, Ben?
I don't know, really. In 30 seconds, I don't think I can... I mean, I feel pretty despondent at the moment.
How do we turn
the
that?
The owners are the problem. But, as I said in the back, you get rid of them, who's coming in? The Saudis. I mean, that doesn't sit very well with me either, so I just can't really see... I mean, I think the owners, obviously, it's partly around recruitment, isn't it? That's been the biggest issue over the last 5 or 6 years. But we've recruited the wrong managers and the wrong players. So I think getting this director, sporting director, director of football, whatever, that's the biggest single thing, really, that's got to happen. If they get that wrong, then we're fucked for the long term.
I don't want to repeat what other people have, or what we've been moaning out for the last 30-odd minutes. Just... give Ole the summer, let him do his job and see where we are in a few months' time.
My fear is Ole will be gone in a year because they wouldn't have backed him.
That's my fear as well. But
they've made it easy to get rid of him, won't
they? Just let him do his job. Back him. Hopefully he knows what he's doing. Think a director of football or someone. The thing, this director of football, it's a weird role for me. It's I don't think Manchester United need a director of football to attract big names. I think surely if there's a big name player who's...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Who said you don't need a defender last year.
Yeah,
it's to give us direction.
I just think the only man for the job, well, two men, I'd go for Paul Mitchell or I'd go for Edwin van der Sar, and I don't understand.
Paul Mitchell fit then, Steve?
I don't know.
I know Nathan's a bit negative before about putting Ole in charge for now until the end of the year, but making him permanent manager, for me, I feel like if this is what it takes to find out what the fraud of the squad is we've got now, it gives him the summer to at least do something about it. And I feel that anyone who judges him before he's even signed a player, I just think it's ridiculous. He has to sign somebody. He's not signed anybody yet. How can anyone say he's a fraud, he's this, he's that, or whatever? He's got to sign somebody. And I just feel that, like you say, if he gets back, that's the main thing, and he can have the players that he wants. That's the main thing for me. And I just think if we find out what the fraud of the squad is now, I'd rather find out what it is now than start the season with that same squad. You get me a permanent manager and then think, do you know what? First 3 months of the season is shit, and then we get rid of him and we made a mistake when we don't know, he could have been the right man. But we know that these players aren't good enough now, we can do something about it.
My thing is we've become Football Manager Online, so people go, oh, he plays for Swansea, if that matters. I don't know, I'm just fed up of feeling miserable. It could get a lot fucking worse in the next couple of weeks.
You've got to forget where players go.
No, I mean in terms of events.
Where he signed players from. He's like, Dele Alli came from MK Dons, why does that matter? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm saying the summer could get a whole lot worse, but let's not think. I've still had a great... The football's been shite, but the people I meet, the times I have, we're still alive. That can be taken away from us in an instant. So I've still had a ball, and we're going to go Gdansk next year. And I hate the Glazers. I always have. Though, if one thing, if this has brought to attention what many people have been saying year in, year out about what they are, what cancer they are for this club, then if it brings it to the fore, the more angst at them rather than anyone else, and Woodward, who shouldn't be there, then the better. But
the worry is so little unity in the fan base. Everyone's
but that's what we...
Are we actually capable of coming together to oppose them?
Come on, one positive each. Come on, we've got a... Gdansk is mine. Nathan?
To be a city in a Europa League final that we might not even get to.
It's the hope that kills.
It's the hope, yeah. You have to have the hope.
I've looked at bars where we can call it a headquarters.
We already know them.
Right, Nathan, one positive.
We're struggling
on this.
One positive to come?
Just anything. Give us hope. Feed me, Seymour.
I'm looking forward to his saying that. I know it always seems to happen in the last game of the season, but he's going to give the
Greenwood,
kids a run.
Please let Greenwood be
he's
fit.
He's going to give the kids a run on Sunday.
Please let Greenwood
and
be fit.
Fair play. Give it.
Good. Don't play Herrera. If Herrera's leaving us, don't play him.
I was surprised if we saw him again. But
right, Ben.
That's not positive, that's negative.
The season's ending on Sunday.
Stay.
Women's team are pretty good, apparently.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
You've got to choose another.
Spurs could win the Champions League and everything would be okay.
What's your favourite chocolate, Ben?
Favourite
chocolate?
Don't tell me mine. I've been on this for 45 minutes and you asked me.
I did.
It's a Kit Kat, by the way.
Oh, that's so bad.
Chunky or
no wonder you like.
Do you eat the Kit Kat?
Just Cadbury's Whisper.
He likes mini whispers. Alright, we'll speak on Sunday. Thanks everyone, and for everyone who's supported the mag, and how many pints are you going to have tonight, Ben? Five?
Five, yeah, and then two bottles of wine.
Right, so your name?
Is Ned Kelly. Michael Kelly, but everyone calls me Ned.
Right, so we've done a long interview for the August mag, which is a cracking read. I'm just going to ask some quick fire questions to Ned for the podcast to preview it. So, you're in a room, Eric's picked up a piece of paper. How does that conversation go?
Well, we're in the room after the court case when he's got about 120 hours community service, and him and his agent, John Jack Bertrand, are there. And I'm looking out the window at all the press that's, from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's Eric Cantona, right? So he says, Ned, he says, what do you call a ship? And I would, that catches fish. And I goes, a trawler, you know, and I didn't have a clue, right? He says, what do you call the birds that fly? I just go, seagulls. And this is the way it actually happened, yeah? He says, and what do you call a little fish? You know, and I went, you know, not thinking really. I said, sardines. And that's how it started, okay? And Morris, if you're listening to this, okay, you never said one word. You were stuck in the corner, okay, with the QC that defended Eric. Brilliant man.
Fergie.
Fantastic.
Women's toilets.
It's got to be a, it's got to be a mental dysfunction.
Right. The best game.
The best game? My best game? Well, I suppose it's got to be in Barcelona in 99.
Well, what was that like in afterwards?
Well, I was actually sitting on the in the watching room in the
by the dugout.
By the dugout, yeah. You know, and actually, you know, I'm on a corner there, and I've got Maisie, Phil Neville there, you know, and actually brings the trophy now, but the, you know, the maroon and blue, you know, Bayern Munich colours, and of course, then everybody, you know, then Teddy scores. He's another great guy as well. Boom, him scores, and then everybody jumps up.
Are you working now, or are you going demented?
No.
Are you celebrating though?
Hey, he's the Pope of Catholic. Come on. You know, we've done it, then we jump again. And then, of course, Teddy heads it, you know. And then Ollie puts it in the net. And of course, and all the lads. I had to stop myself. I ran down to the corner flag. So that was
what was that night like?
Oh, well, what they done as well, see, once again with the two camps, they wouldn't do the security.
Yeah.
So I had to go into the... Before, you know, I had a camp, you know. I had the cup and all that, so I took it in there, and there were all these people there. So it took me about 45 minutes to clear them all out, right? You know, they just walked in there. Left, you know, I could have put someone there and not let them in. Anyway, two things happened, right? Okay. Simon Le Bon comes with his wife.
What a height.
Yeah, you know Simon.
Yeah.
And he says, Ryan Geese told me to come down. So I said, hang on here. So I went in there, and you know, it was only just me on the door outside. So I locked the door so nobody could come in. Blah, blah. I goes up to Giggsy and I says, Simon Le Bon is out there with his wife.
I know who you mean.
Yeah, I mean, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then he says, fuck him off and let her in. 20 past six, like, you know, there's only a few left. So I go in, okay, get the cup, take it upstairs, and honestly, fucking put it underneath the duvet and that and slept on it. Because I had to be up about 9:30 the next, you know.
Yeah.
Because Fergie was doing an interview at 10 and... You know, the boss left about 2 o'clock. So anyway, I've done that, mate. And then, of course, Giggs had a fight, didn't he, with Martin Evans, the son of Jamie, in there. But I missed all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, took it out. I was up there, like, you know, a nice shower and all that. And got down there, mate, and, you know...
So...
Fuck, I didn't want to be late for the boss, like, you know.
And... The Four Seasons Hotel and the players were partying. What was that like?
Well, it was great that night. Like, you know, I mean, Champions of Europe, you know, it's all over. You know, I was running all over the place as well.
Will there ever be someone who's as high profile as you in this job again?
I'll tell another story about Barcelona, yeah?
Yeah.
I get a call, right? From, he was an agent with Jean-Marie Cantona, yeah?
Yeah.
And a good friend of Eric's. Anyway, what happened was that I was supposed to be looking after the team, but Eric couldn't get in.
Right.
And I just left him straight out. Went outside, but I couldn't find him. So Eric Cantona couldn't get in that night, so he had to go back home and watch it on television.
Do you speak to Eric now?
Now and again. I've not spoken to him in the outside.
Yeah.
Listen, you move on.
Yeah.
You know.
Ollie?
No, I've not spoken to Ollie.
No, but give him time. Where do you stand with Ollie? Ollie needs time.
I don't think he's for the job.
Right.
You know.
But you're not a fan of the Glazers. One word to describe the Glazers.
Hey.
One word to describe the Glazers.
Thieves.
Okay. And your final thoughts on Manchester United?
I think, honestly, it's got to be cleaned out. It's got to be sanitised. Okay, from top to bottom.
Right. On that
and
note,
the owners. The board, the staff, okay, and the players.
And buy the mag. And buy the mag with your interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's go. Jav, what do you think? You're on the podcast.
Think of what, mate?
Everything.
Mate, I just
see you, Woody.
You know, I'm looking forward to a good game tonight. Very positive game. A few kids playing.
I'm happy Greenwood's playing. That's made me smile. That's a rare pre-match smile at the moment.
I'm ecstatic about that. I'm glad one or two of those that aren't leaving aren't playing, because I think that would have been a wasted squad place. Listen, it's the last game of the season. It's a long summer, so
I'm so glad it's at an end.
Yeah,
my body is.
Yeah, well, let's glass half full. Let's be positive. Let's hope for a good game today.
Yeah.
And something to give us a bit of hope. Well,
I have heard in a very wet afternoon with Ned Kelly, I got introduced to someone. I think we're going to be doing some business next week. Hi, you mate. How are we doing? What do you think? Come on, you're on the podcast. How do you sum this up?
I can't. Too terrible. I hope he gets rid of 10 of them and more.
No, a few youngsters today, innit?
With Greenwood.
Greenwood's starting, isn't he?
Yeah, so I'm pleased with that. That's a smile.
That's it, yeah.
But I'm glad it's over. Everyone seems to be saying the same.
I want a fucking break.
I know.
I'll
miss it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I want to be excited.
Yeah, I know. It feels like a long time since we have.
You're in this summer. Got to be right players, aren't they?
Yeah, players I think we are. I've heard we are.
Yeah.
Did you
have a good day yesterday? Or?
Just to be, I tell you, they said the lawyers will have to have a view of it. He was good. He didn't. Anything was on the table. So,
yeah.
And he's done a little thing for this podcast as well. So,
right. Yeah. Listen to it,
so, thanks for the support, lads.
Yeah,
take care. Yeah. Have a good summer. So you all right?
I'm good. Yeah. You?
No, I'm really. I'm too old to be just ridiculous. I'm a grown man. My missus stops even lecturing me now. That's how.
So she should.
4 o'clock daft cocktails in hell, which I've never been to. That's a posh area.
It is a posh area.
Yeah.
It is a posh area.
So is that the 29-year-old Everton midfielder? Is he any good? Because we're in for him.
Who?
Goyan, is it? Guy?
Who?
The Everton defensive midfielder. No? Oh, look, the barge is singing. About Herrera.
Yeah. Herrera song. I don't know why. What a waste of time.
No, you can't. What? You're so miserable.
It's a waste
of
time sacking us off. Why do you want to sing about him?
Well, we sing about Cantona. We sing about Ronaldo.
But he didn't sack us off. He retired. Ronaldo sacked us off for something better, and rightly so, because he's the world's best player.
No, positivity.
They are two different.
I'm so excited the season's at an end.
That's not positive. What stage is that positive? I'm so excited the season's over.
It's been sunny.
Do you know what is a positive? It'd be nice if we see each other in 6 weeks and we're in somewhere like Moldova watching that'd be great.
Yeah.
As long as we win.
Well, the Burnage lot on Friday said they booked their Gdansk hotel, so I'm going to start looking for routes and trips.
How are you doing, Paul?
What do you make? You're on the podcast. What do you make of the season?
Shite.
Do we fix it? Does it get better?
Ask me after the game.
Right.
Okay.
If them dirty cunts fucking win.
Oh, don't.
Please. That's not allowed. We're not talking about
We're not even thinking. That's
not allowed on here.
What's going on here? They're expecting a riot.
I don't know. I think Cardiff.
Police round.
Is it?
It's about five police rounds, aren't
it? You're right, Nigel. On the podcast. Come on.
Oh, fuck off. Not again.
Come on.
I do it too often.
Come on.
Go on then. Anything profound?
Yeah.
What do you make of it all?
It's bollocks, isn't it? It's the end of the season.
How are we doing?
Let's just enjoy the day if we can.
We'll be going to the lap of honour.
I won't be there.
I'm just taking this.
I won't be there.
Sorry.
I won't be there. I'll be, it's basically drunk and the sun's shining, so.
Yeah. I'll be lucky if I make to about 80 minutes. I'm thinking.
I think I'm with you on that one, yeah.
That's pint time, isn't
it? Right. Sounds
good.
Get a tram with no problem, okay?
That's
all right.
Exactly.
Job done.
Nothing profound then, other than that.
Nah. Except we're shaving the miles behind anybody else, but that's another conversation. I've had that with Barry already.
Are you looking forward to Moldova in July?
Yeah, I love it.
What do you
I love it.
Fancy that. Moldova.
Somewhere new. Somewhere new. Anywhere new.
Israel.
Why not?
But Arsenal and Chelsea in the cup were brilliant. So let's not forget we had
Tottenham
away at the end where we're all on
PSG away.
So we haven't had a disaster. We've just had a disaster.
And there's nothing better than being a red.
PSG.
Take care, mate.
If that is PSG away, wasn't great.
It was worse.
We had a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, look. 80s was much worse.
And 70s?
And the 70s after Tommy Young.
So you've seen worse than this?
I've seen worse than this. I've seen loads worse. I've
seen relegated. What more can you say?
So what's the answer then?
The answer is cross your fingers and hope.
I want more than that, Tony, and sack the board. We all agree about that.
Starts at the top.
The only one who doesn't is Ed Woodward.
It starts at the top and he's got to work it down.
Yeah.
The club's right until the core.
It might take a while.
No.
Well, maybe it might start.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, let's see. Your
You've got to hope, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we've always got to have hope as United. We've come back from far worse.
Of course we
have. We've survived disasters, so we'll be back.
It's good to see we're now linked with players. We may or may not sign him. The Swansea lad, James. That's the sort of player we should be back.
Yeah.
Young players.
Yeah, but people were slagging him off before he'd even on Twitter. Well, I know Twitter.
That's a switching generation, though. Yeah.
Right, have a good summer, Tony.
Just say, it wouldn't be half as bad if we didn't have social media, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, it won't, yeah. It would still be bad.
Well, how did you rant after the relegation season?
What did
you
do?
You got on the pitch, I presume.
I got a league match ticket booked for four of us. Yeah, it was magic. You just keep going. You just keep going.
We got away and got stronger, didn't we?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Different world now.
I just hope I'm old enough to see.
You will,
young
we will.
Young
we've got to.
We say, yeah.
I like the scarf as well, the bar scarf around the wrist. See you later, mate. How are we doing? Right, podcast. What do you rate of this? What do you make of the season? You're on the podcast.
Are you listening?
Are you putting your ear to it? You're supposed to speak.
No, it's been pretty shocking, really. A brief period of hope when Ollie took over. The players are still the players. The last two away games, Huddersfield and Everton, been probably the most disappointing away games that I've witnessed for the 40-odd years of watching.
Really? That bad?
Absolutely. Well, Huddersfield was just... They just didn't try. I just want them to try.
Are you optimistic or are you...
No, pessimistic.
No.
All right. 5 years of pain coming up.
Have a good summer.
Yeah, cheers, Barry.
Cheers. See you soon, mate.
Are you going to go and see him? I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. So, come on, Nick. We might not do after. Fucking stop it!
Let's be honest.
Well, I'm going to a pub with no TV and just.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. We'll have to have a think, won't we? Hello, Mr. Stalky. Come on, you're on the podcast. What do you make of it all? Say something profound.
There's absolutely no point in changing the manager if the club doesn't change its approach as well. If he's not backed in the transfer market over the summer, the best thing he could do for supporters would be to resign and bring matters to a head properly. Other than that, like Greenwood playing today.
Are we optimistic about the future or not?
Yeah, but patience is required. I think the future, as in the next 3 to 5 years... Not to start getting on Ollie's case if we're not at the top of the Premier League by December.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for everything. Sit and have just a bit of a nap with you last night, because you don't usually get time to do.
Yeah. That. I feel worse today, though. I'm blaming you. Have a good summer, yeah? Take care, mate. Right. On that note, come on. Last words. I might do one after, but if it's the last words of the season podcast,
I think. You still want to flat. Win. You still want to win, don't you, to end the season? Flat. It's like at least it'll. Try
I'm excited to see Greenwood. I would have liked to see more kids in, but it is what it is. I'm not seeing the lap of honour.
No, boys, you still want to end with a win, don't you?
No,
that's
I know.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Right, Steve?
Yeah? What?
Talk to me, baby.
I'd just be happy if we can get rid of about 10 players and just fucking
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, is it? It's...
We can't do anything about it, so we
Are you happy?
Well just get... I'm...
Well, that's that. Okay, take care, mate. Yeah?
Thank fuck, it's over.
yeah, I'm happy. Sun's shining.
Yeah, great. And we're going to get... I'm going to drink water. All right. Cheers, everyone. Thanks for everyone who bought the mag today on a one-off. I cannot thank you enough for supporting the summer campaign. If we can beat target, it'll be brilliant. As I said, the Gooner got 1,000. If you can, look, you're getting something. We worked our bollocks off to do this. I don't know. I'm doing an Ollie fist pump. So thank you. Do you want to say thank you, everyone?
Definitely thank you. Appreciate it.
And I love weather like this.
It's easy to buy it when it's sunny, but it's
not when
it's absolutely
that cardigan shit
down
that you've got on.
That's cardigans
that's
are in.
Awful.
They're good.
It looks like...
How are you, mate? How are you doing?
What do you think of his cardigan, mate?
You're taking the piss out of my cardigan, Mark.
I think that's top dollar, that.
Yeah. How are you?
I'll tell you everything.
Good. Right. That's it.
It kicked off 1 minute ago. Should we go in?
Yeah.
I really don't want to do this. I've said it all. I've nothing to add. Nathan said do it.
Stop it now.
I can't do this. I can't. I'm too.
Just ignore
it. Go on, Nathan.
No, I just felt that at least, you know, we've got quite a good following of people now that have listened to it, and the game's over, the season's over, and thank I just God. Felt it was, you know, rather than just leaving it, that at least to say thank you to everyone who's listened to it, you know, we sort of started doing it, the podcast as a little side thing, and now we try and do it as often as we can, so at least even just as I say thank you to everyone who's listened to it. That's and I want to say that I apologise for my Barcelona half time contribution.
No, you don't I've take not, that back. It was
I've
beautiful.
Not, I've not brought myself to listening to it, but yeah.
And just, it was still just, better than today's performance.
Yeah.
Well, we've all left early. We've all left early, which Red said to me, why are you leaving? And I just, well, I, you know, only for selling, but I just, and I know you're, but I can't honestly, do that. If they can't put in the effort, why should we? That's say, horrible, yeah. though. That's a horrible thing to say.
I messaged one of my mates, is a big City fan, and I said that I left with about half an hour to go, and he said, are you not staying to clap? And I was like, I can't be arsed. And he was like, we stayed behind and clapped when they got relegated to City. And I said, yeah, but they will have tried to have stayed up.
Yeah.
United haven't tried to do anything.
Did they do the lap?
I mean, United haven't tried to do anything, so why should we try and...
No, but I mean, it would be... Someone should have the nous to say, don't do this. I didn't believe
without clapping
the hair coming down. We made sure that we said...
We wanted to say, like, a little clap off today. That was the main thing.
That's a positive.
That was it. You're good. You're good.
I say, good luck to him. Go and win things. But I told you lot, we could be in for Jordan Pickford. I'm being serious.
What?
Fuck off. Paul perked up there, look.
I'm being serious. That's ben what that's someone too. Said.
Gee. A bit of early gossip.
Yeah, well, there's no mag now. Fuck for a while.
Good God. So I don't mind the result.
The results are disgraceful.
But it's a total apathy today. It's like no one... The fans didn't care. The players didn't care. Like me and Steve were just saying there. Like football is quite a simple game. You know, kids play it on the park, and the better kids win a game of football. Huddersfield and Cardiff. Huddersfield got 12 or 14 points or something. If Manchester United, however bad we think they are, tried, if they all played as though they wanted to win a game, they'd win that game of football. It's as simple as that. And today, Cardiff are already relegated. If Manchester United try and win a game of football, they win it. They don't care, like.
I don't know what happened in the second half.
They don't care, like.
I presume there was no sort of... But we're just... At the end.
We've said the same thing for 2 months. It's just... I hate saying it. It's just, like, boring. You know, I hate saying that. Because I feel like... We'll be there again, you know. And that, I'm not saying it like badge of honour, but I've just resigned to.
I don't know why. I'm just resigned. It was boring. It was awful.
I know, but I feel like, for the first time in years and years, I felt really apathetic today.
That's
and
what
I hate saying.
We have done all week, though, haven't we?
That's because you've been on the piss for 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that.
Yes, you can't remember the last.
I watched that, but there was not even like. I don't know. Just nothing. Nothing. I'm sorry. Come on.
So it must be a positive.
You're going to edit all the sound.
I'm sorry.
The positive is we'll probably have to go and play a qualifier in Kazakhstan.
That, the away leg is the good. The Thursday here, are you selling, yeah. Nathan?
I'll be there.
Yeah. No, but then we're going to have a home game. Our home game in July.
Where's my flight on the 24th of July?
And it will be awful. We'll probably, you know, the new signing. Pickford!
So what was that like? I've got nothing against Herrera, but what was that video yesterday? Like, I'm not. When did we become a club that has like emotional leaving videos?
Why are the club tweeting that?
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
It's Herrera's choice.
It's an official club video.
He's the one. He's dead to us.
Yeah. No, yeah. But he did say he agreed to an interview, and then I got word from these people he wasn't mentally in the right frame a while back.
Oh, fuck off! It's like, you know what I mean?
Is he having problems paying the mortgage?
Yeah, I'm not mentally in the right place. I'm not being funny. Like, I actually quite liked him as a lad and a player, but an official leaving video. Jesus Christ.
and it's not even a retirement video.
There's red flowing from my veins.
It
did make me think he's a bit better than I gave him credit for.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
The Wembley goal and that. He was.
Which was great.
It was a great goal. But what's he going to do at PSG? What is he going to do? They're not going to play him.
We'll forget about
They've got Verratti. They've got one of the best midfielders in the world.
I've forgotten about him this season. Yeah,
well, how old is he? He's in his 30s. He's not as young as we
are. Is he not?
How old is Herrera?
29, I think.
What he's going to do is he's not going to have a 25% wage cut. He's going to have a 50% wage increase. That's what it's all about.
Right, so my highlight of the season has been obviously you lot and meeting. Well, I wasn't there, so I had to dance around in a silent. I still think one of my highlights is the bottle opener from my season ticket pack. I love that bottle opener.
I don't know where mine is.
Oh, that's great. James so Joyce. I'm happy with that.
Well, the only thing is, I'll carry it all the time. I want to be a bit of an anarch here. It keeps fucking falling
that's
off.
That's a dangerous.
Like, the
stewards should be taking
that.
I've
had to put it directly on the.
Does that not sum up?
You see this little thing here? It keeps fucking falling off.
My
the quality is shite.
My pen broke. Yeah, I was gutted.
We was in the family stand today. My last game. Last game in the family stand today, and the raffle come along, and the poor kids had to do 5 keepy uppies to get a ticket, and there was one prize, some poxy scarf or something. One prize.
For a future support, coming long season.
I'll tell you what was funny today. I seen a guy stood outside when I was selling, and he came over and he said, "I've got 2 free season tickets today. Do you want to go?" I was like, "Oh, I'm already going in." He was like, "Do you know anyone that will want these 2 free season tickets?" No, I don't. When have you ever seen that?
I feel like I could cry, so I'm going to try and smile, but...
Stay happy. Be happy.
I don't know how we get this.
It's over. Be happy. We have to go watch football.
Yeah, but it's going to be shite next year.
I'm going to tell you what you told me.
Someone's put that just now. It's going to get worse.
I bought a ticket to the Trevor Union game.
What happened to Ollie's fist pump?
It turned into Klopp's fist up my arse. That's what it turned up to.
I told you before. When Ferguson retired, it'd be post-Basel revisited, and it's exactly fucking...
It's a relegation next year.
It's so funny to think about.
Oh, happy days!
Cardiff away in December, and we were there, and the conquest, Cardiff away, it was... You felt like, this is it, it was going to be, like, unbelievable for the next few years.
Yes.
And to watch us play Cardiff again today, the transition that we've gone on, and what we've gone through from December to May is just...
I don't only want three or four of them next.
Well, Nick called it out after City. There's what we're kind of
potential of.
It's a bit of a distraction, really. We're moaning about the club, the players. It's, at the end of the day, the root cause is this has been coming for a few years.
We could
have like a perfect storm with manager, coach, and stuff. Everything. We would always be suboptimal while there at the club. And you called that out.
Not that I'm playing that trumpet, but I look back at the old Mags of 2005 before the takeover. And in the last mag we did before the takeover happened, I said, and I'm not, it's not doing a bad, but just to say that we're all warned, and I said it will take time, but the effect of this, when it happens, will affect the club for years. And that is what we're, you know.
So the big message is, Red News is still going, and Red News is probably the only thing pulling out the club.
Woodward's got to go. But I'd say, you know, when they do that investor call, come on, the people at JP Morgan, you ask the same banal questions, you're losing money because your share price is gone. Are you going to have the balls on May the 22nd to ask Woodward an actual question? Because the journalists don't get to get him. We're banned. Someone ask him at that investor call, what the fuck is going on? Because you're losing, they're the people who've got the money in the thing. JP Morgan, over to you. Go on, ask a question. Won't happen. Someone will go, we've sold fucking 45 shoes in Tibet. We boasted in the last press, in the conference call, about shoe sales. I mean, how quickly we sold the official club shoes. We had an official club shoe and we sold it in a day. Richard Arnold. Yeah, they play like club foot. But Richard Arnold boasted about that. What a shame. It's a shame. Shameful. Right, come on. This, no one wants to listen to this anymore. They don't, you know.
I feel sorry
any,
for them.
Any optimism? It's a long one as well, because I've got...
No optimism, no. In a word, no.
There is always hope at United.
The optimism
that
is...
I love the Banksy painting where the girl's got the balloon on the beach. And there is always hope, and I've clung to that forever. We're alive.
I'm not saying it, but you're probably just looking at the girl.
Everyone, I love you. Cherish every day because you never know what's around the corner.
I can't believe.
If you're feeling down, there's a better day ahead.
There's so many great people that go to United still, and it's.
Yeah, well, that's
what you have to cling on to, isn't it?
Well, we met another bloke on the tram who'd left early, hadn't he? Yeah. Never seen him before, but he was a sound bloke, and you think.
Absolutely.
But we're all saying the same. Nathan, anything?
The reason I wanted to do it was just
no, that's
we
nice.
Needed to.
Well, you're nice, bloke. You've sold, as Nick said, we've sold in shit weather and people have stopped, so thank you.
I've got half a kebab in the fridge when I get home.
I had a nice pork pie then, that was nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
That was lovely.
I think we should go on to. Remember, after the City game, I had a discussion about MILFs. They're actually still quite decent. And, the one from Banana Almond, the brunette, and the one from the Human League are both.
I thought that was the same person.
So anyway, I'm humbling myself now, just for the sake of entertainment. And in the Black Dog, I actually got a picture of both of them up, and I said to Barney, could you imagine me chatting one of these up? And the one from Banana Man was way out of my level, but the one from the Human League. If you look at a brunette from the Human League, I've got a picture on the phone, and you can imagine yourself coming to a pub, and she was quite decent.
Like to say we were having an intensive, intelligent conversation about football, but he was Googling Human League.
So my highlight of the season was actually, and I realised halfway through it, I said to Barney, I'm actually talking to a picture on my phone. I'm chatting up a picture.
You've got to remember, as a teenage boy, young boy, Debbie Harry. Debbie Harry. She was lovely.
I went to see her in Brixton, and little Mickey, someone you might know, was getting quite excited about Debbie Harry. In her 70s,
know someone who used to go front row at a Dolly Parton concert in the 80s.
What, Walden?
No. That's some.
You?
Yeah, no. I like Dolly Parton. She'd have something to say about today.
About Amanda Holden?
Don't get me started.
I think we should go back to Amanda.
So, the sellers are lovely. Support the campaign. I know no one wants to. At the moment,
it's more important than ever supporting our campaign.
It's literally
more important than ever.